Shabbos Kodesh, no?
Shabbos
Kodesh. Everybody loves Shabbos? Anybody who doesn't love Shabbos? Shabbos. Oh, Shabbos Kodesh. Vayichai Yisara. Se'at Shemaya. Shemaya Yisrael. Come to Shabbos Kodesh. So, Zirtzai this week, big tzaddik. Nach Mendel Mikosov. Kosover. So I remember I was by my Rebbe last year of Matel Zilber, and he told the Maisa on the Yurtzeit of the Kosover. And he said that all Tzaddikim said about the Kosover, that the thing that he had over anyone else was by him was only Shabbos Kodesh. Everything by him was Shabbos Kodesh. So I was like, what'd you say? Like, you know, when like your ears perk up? And like, I asked him after, I was like, where do I get the sefer from? So the next day, I bought it, and I the whole sefer soul of Shabbos. So, stay over at Torah, it was yesterday, it's your time, so stay over at Torah from him. Try to build the Yisod for Avodas Hashem. So it's like this, so, the customer said, the sefer's called the Havas Shalom. So after you guys get it, at some point in your life. It says like this. So what's it mean? Like obviously saying for, says either Yimei Shnei Chai Avram says it also. Kvar Amdi Vom Farshi Torah VeKeifa Lashon, right? It says VaYuchai Yisara Shnei Chai Yisara. So what does it mean? Why are you doubling what you said? It says Ela HaInyan Hu Kach. This is the Inyan. V'nei Ksiv, we say in Tilam and we say this every day in Shacharis. Basru Miyom El Yom Yishuasa. Right? Basru Miyom El Yom. Basru means like Besora, like news. So every day is Miyom El Yom Yishuasa. There's a new Yeshua every day. It's Perush, Kinoda, Shayom Ba'atzmo Tzarech Yeshua. Adi Mitzvos Ma'aseh, that every day itself, we don't realize this because we're very stuck in the Olam HaGashmi, that we don't focus on like the big things, that every day itself is a day that's never been before. I mean, today is what's that, Yud Tes? Cheshvan? Today is Tuesday, right? So today was Tuesday, so let's say it in other terms, right? Today was Yom Shlishi of Yir Tavshin Ayin Ches, Dafka Day Yud Ches Cheshvan. Right? It's never been this day before, ever. So it's that every single day needs a Yeshua through our Maisim Tovim, through our Limud HaTorah and Tefillah. Ka'ai deze, yesh lo koach v'chiyus u'mis'ala v'negba. V'yotze mi galus l'gula. And you turn every day, going from galus, every single day needs a gula itself. V'sameach me'od. And the day itself is very besimcha. V'haynu, shahayomim be'atzmam smichem. That you create simcha in each day. L'kras ha'pkachim ha'nosnim behem chiyus. To greet those who are going to give chiyus to it. I mean, every day we don't realize this, but the day is longing for us to wake up. Like tomorrow morning is already longing for us to long up to daven, because we're the ones who give chiyus to the day. Zda'akein tzarech kol ish hamaski liros ulhamshich chiyus hakedusha l'chol yom v'shavrega. So each person who thinks, like each one of us that are here in yeshiva, we have to think about it, right? Hamaski liros ulhamshich chiyus hakedusha l'chol yom v'shav, to bring chiyus, which means what does chiyus mean, chevra? Life and energy and kedusha and holiness into every single day. I de mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. Through mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. Umish be'emes osakein azai hu po'el yeshuas bekev yom. And a person who does this, who has kavanah in every single day that he's living, that what I want to fill this day up with kedusha. I want to fill this day up with simcha, with chiyas, right? Vasa yam besoros tovos yeshuas and nechamos. Then the day itself gives you yeshuas, and you create and you have yeshua in your life. V'zehu, and that's why it says, V'eiler yimei shnei chai Avram, asher chai. Right, we say similarly by Sarah. What does it mean when it says, V'eiler yimei shnei chai Avram, asher chai? It says, these are the days of Avram that he lived. What does that mean? Why is it repeating itself? Perush shehim shechiyas kedush liyamav. What it means is that, V'eiler yimei shnei Avram, these are the days that Avram lived, asher chai, that he gave chiyas. That he gave life into the days itself. It's not just that he said, okay, I'm living today, I'm breathing, I'm walking, I'm moving. It's that he filled the day up with chiyus and kedusha. Zehu v'yayu chayi sara. This is what it means when it says that these are the days of sara, shnei chayi sara, the years of sara. Peiro shesari menu alav shalom, he gamkin. Hemshicha chiyus ha-kedusha liyam. What she did was, she brought kedusha to every single day she lived. She didn't take for granted one day and say, you know what, I'm just living today like every other day. She filled it up with kedusha and tara. She brought chiyus into it. So the nekuda for us in our Avodas Hashem is that we always have to be seeing, how can I fill up things with Chaim? Right? We see Chaim as two things. One, Chaim could be that I'm living or breathing, but Chaim is also Givadikai. The what that you could see when we say, like Rav Weinberger said one time, where we say every single day, Baruch Hashem Chaim is. So who are we talking about when we say that? So we're talking about the people that are buried in the graves. Mechayim Esim. He says, quote the Katz, because it's not what we're talking about. Mechayim Esim is talking about what? Is that the people who are alive who are dead people. Meaning what? Like we see all over the place, all over the places we came from, that it's just, it's alive dead people. What does it mean? There's no chiyas in what they're doing. Okay, they go to three times davening every day. Why? Because they make the checklist and they get through it quickly. You know? They run to finish davening. You know, they want to be that first one sitting so I could check what happened in the last 30 seconds on Twitter. You know what I mean? That's not being alive. That's dead. That's mamish dead. That's what we say every day, Mechayim Mason, I should be alive. Fill it up with chiyas. So my question is, how do I fill up with chiyas? What do I do? So we have two things that we do every single day that are things that we mamish have to stop taking for granted and start living with them. It's called Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. What's that called? Eitz Chaim Hi. What's Eitz Chaim? It's the Torah. Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba that I grab onto. To realize that we're living Torah, it's called Torah Chaim. Right? Sim Shalom Tov Racha Chaim Chaim V'chesed Racha Noi. Because it's Torah Chaim. Meaning what? Torah shouldn't just be something, okay, I read it, it's nice words, and I'm very smart from it. If you feel the chiyas, you should be alive when reading it. Not that, oh, look, I look better than this guy. It should be marvelous that I'm alive, that I'm longing for it, that I can't live without it. Not a way that, you know, someone said to me the other night, he asked me, listen, you know, he's the one who gives me those, like, googly eyes in the base medrash, you know, like, he's like, can I ask you a question? Like, he says, like, very undercover. Like, if I learn chassidus, does that mean I have to, like, become, like, a chassid? Like, do I have to grow pays and a beard and, like, start dressing? Like, no. You don't have to do that. Torah's not making you into a person that you don't want to be. The Torah helps you find who you are. It's our chiyas. That's where our chayim is. Sometimes it provided to us, like, you know, you have to learn or you're going to die. Who's going to want to learn something like that? Why? Because I'm afraid to die if I don't learn it? Could this find that it's your chayim. This is what your life force is. We have another thing that a lot of people reject in life. We spoke about this last week. We say a pasuk in Tehillim every day, and whoever says Tehillim every day, says, Tefillah lekel chayai. Right? In Perek Lamed Beis. Tefillah lekel chayai. It means that what? Like Reb Nachman reads it like this. Tefillah lekel chayai. That Tefillah Hashem, that's where my chiyas comes from. To us that these things, don't take them for granted. Don't just take Shemoneh Esrei and throw it away. This is where you're pumping your chiyas from. This is what gives us our chayim to keep going. But you know what? It fills up the days with Chaim itself. Every day I learn Torah. Even if it's just a little bit, if I don't have so much time. You know what it is? You're giving chiyas to the day. You know what I mean? You're not just giving chiyas to the day, you're giving chiyas to everyone who's living that day. Your parents, your grandparents, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins. You're the source of that chiyas. Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. Like we know from the Gra, it says the what? If no one was learning Torah at 1 second, it says that the world would stop existing. Every single second you learn Torah, you're giving chiyas right there. So we know we say a pasuk. We say this when we lean. It says, "Vatem veikim b'Hashem lekechem, chayim kulchem hayom." So what does it mean? Chayim kulchem hayom. So what is the meaning of hayom? What's the meaning of what does that mean? Hayom. What's that in our Baruch Hashem? Where's the Zera Kodesh? Oh, Zera Kodesh. I hear the Rav Shitzer. Rav, you should get to know the Rav Shitzer. He's all victorious. So, Rav, listen to what the Rav Shitzer says in our Parsha. It says, the Pasuk says by Avram Vinu, it says, Bo Bayamin. This is where I want it. Yeah. It's like this. She'af Shaya Zakin. Even though Avram was old, V'halach Kevar B'chol Madrigos B'chol B'chinos. Avram already was the Tzadik Ador. He had everything. Im Kol Zeh, it says, V'Avram Zakin Bo Bayamin. So what does Bo Bayamim mean? Shaya Avodaso Yisparach Shmo Dumya Alav B'chol Yom Kichadash. Says what does it mean Bo Bayamim? Is that Avram Vinu every day saw his Avodas Hashem as being brand new. He mastered Shas already. He mastered everything. Everything that there was in the world, Avram mastered. But you know what? He said every single day is a brand new day. And listen to this, Chavra. This is what we're talking about right now. There's a pasuk like it says, Zeu Bo Bayamim Api Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayom. Right? The pasuk says in Parshas Devarim, in parts of Eschan, sorry. Like we say every day, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. That I command you Hayom. So what does Rashi say on the word Hayom? Rashi says, Shebechol Yom Ye Beinecha Kichadashim. It says, every day, you know what the Torah should be to you? It should be Chadash to you every day. Meaning what? Every day is a brand new chance for me. If today, let's say, I wasted my day, I slept through the whole day, or I hung out with the wrong people today, or I threw away Shemoneh Esrei today, or I did something really bad today, you know what? Let's start over right now. That's the Nakuda of Tshuva that we have. That's why it's called Hayom. That's Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar says, anytime you see the word Hayom, the Zohar Kaddish says, Hayom, Zer Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean, Rosh Hashanah, for us? What do I have to do with Rosh Hashanah right now? That we just mentioned Rabbi Nachman's name, we for sure have Shaykh Rosh Hashanah. But in my avoda itself, what does Rosh Hashanah have to do with me? Is that Rosh Hashanah represents that there's a day Rosh Hashanah, and then there's a thing called Rosh Hashanah pratiistic, a klaliistic. That every single day I have a Rosh Hashanah. I can begin new every day. That's what's called Hayom. Like Rashi said, you can be'inecha kichadoshim. That if I've messed up my life in high school, and I think, you know, what could I ever be? This is who I am. I want to have these taivas. This is who I am. That's not true. You're lying to yourself. It's just straight up what it is. You could be big. If you see that, what? I could start over right now. That Hashem's willing to do that for you. Like every Sefer says, all the Sfarim Kedoshim say that. Hashem's willing for you to start over. He wants you to start over. But I have to grab that. I have to be mom in that also. And there's a maisa they say with the Sfas Emes. I believe it's with the Sfas. Everyone's heard of the Sfas Emes? Right? So Sfas Emes didn't live such a long time. He died when he was relatively young. So at his Levaya, one of his sons said that Baruch Hashem, my father was Zochet Arichas Yamin. Right? Now I'm going to ask you, what does it mean Arichas Yamin? It means living a long life. 100, 115, 80 even, 90. So he died, let's say, when he was 50. He said, Baruch Hashem, my father was Zochet Arichas Yamin. So I think his brother asked him afterwards, like, what do you mean? Like, it's very clear to us that it wasn't Arichas Yamim. He died when he was 52. He says, let me ask you a question. Does it say Arichas Yamim? Does it say Arichas Shanim? No, it says Arichas Yamim. Meaning what? It's not that his years were long. It's that Arichas Yamim means that what? That each one of his days was long. Is that he took the most of his days. He got so much out of days that he had what he did in 52 years, an average person could only do in 500 years. That's what it means. Orech Yamim, Aspiya Varim Shusi. Arichas Yamim. It means that what? That I fill up my days with Chiyas. That my days are big, long days. That I fill them up with a lot of chayim, a lot of kedusha. Each day of the Sfas Emes is full of chiyas. So there's an unbelievable Torah, like Avi was speaking about before, about consistency. So there's the Torah from Meir Mipir Mishlan. It's a sick name, first of all, no? It's an awesome name. But listen to what he says. Vayuchai Yisar. So we know Rashi says like this. Ba... Bas, anyone learn Rashi this week so far? So it says in Farsh Rashi, Bas Meya Kibas Esrim Lachet. Right. So the pasuk says this: Vayuchai Yisara Meya Shana. Says 100 years. Vesrim Shana and 20 years. Visheva Shanim and 7 years. So everyone asks, why do you have to say? Why can't you just say 127 years? You say 100 years, then 20 years, then 7 years. What does that mean? Right. So the Rashi is like this: Bas Meya. When it says that she was 100, Kibas Esrim Lachet. That she was like 20 years old in Chet. Ma bas esrim, probably tests, but you have to apply that like when you're 5 years old, not when you're 20 years old. Ma bas esrim lo chata, just as when a person's 20, they don't do sins. Sharei eina bas onshin, af bas meya below chet. So too, when she was 100, she was still clean from chet. Peir ze amra tzadik re meir mipir mishlan. Listen to this, chevra. Merumas b'mila vayihiyu. Now vayihiyu is a very interesting word. Shekein mila zu, this word vayihiyu, how do you spell vayihiyu? Can someone spell it for me? Now spell it backwards. Oh! Backwards and forwards, the same thing. Vayu. Meaning what? Zu nisa nekra gam hasof le'aschala. What did it do? It connected the end to the beginning. Ubo lamdenu shagam sof yameha shal sari menu haya kitchilasam. What does it come teach us? That the end of Sarah's days were like the beginning of her days. Right? And it says right here afterwards, Torah from Zusha Me'anapoli. He asks a question like this. He says, hold on. It says that all of Sarah's days were considered good, right? It says that Rashi says they're all Shavim Latova. So yes, let me ask you a question. Sarah, for 90 years of her life, she didn't have any kids. That's not so good, right? Her maidservant ended up having a kid with her husband and gave her a lot of trouble. That's not so good. She suffered a lot. She grew up, she was stolen by Paro, stolen by Avimelech. So the question, what does it mean that her days were good? How is that good? Right? It says, what is it? No. Is that she was consistent in her days? It said, everything gamzu latova. Everything I see is just consistent. And that's the nekuda of Sari Menu. Is that her whole life was consistent. Meaning what? That every day to her, backwards and forwards, it was consistent. That what? She always had a chiyas in what she was doing. That no matter what it was, whether she had a hard time or a good time, but it was always moving forward. It was being consistent in her avodas Hashem. Is every single day she had a new opportunity. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, but you have to focus on the nekuda. What? I could fill this up with chiyas right now. So another nekuda that focuses on chiyus, that's something you have to focus on, is the Gemara Makos. Gemara Makos is like this. How many mitzvahs do we have? 613. So it says in Gemara Makos that David the Melech came and he said that really there's just 11 mitzvahs that I have to focus on. Then someone else came and said 9, then 6, and it kept going down. Right? That's mitzvahs that are called the whole Torah. And then the Gemara says like this. Bocha Bakuk v'aminun al achas. The Chabaka came and said the whole Torah is totally on one thing. What's that one thing? Pasuk says, Tzadik b'emunaso yichye. It's all totally on what? On emunah. What do you see? Tzadik b'emunaso yichye. Is that emunah itself, in your emunah, that shaykh, that's connected to what? To chiyas, to chaim. So there's a remez on it also. Is that you want to know, Bereshis represents also for us the Rishis of our Avodah, the first thing to learn our Avodah. Right? So what's about your Bereshis? I'll give you a hint. It's one above 912. 913, very good. So Bereshis is Gematria 913. So the Pasuk says, Bo Chabakuk v'hamidan al achas. So Wolfson says that Bo Chabakuk v'hamidan al achas is also Gematria exactly 913. Meaning, what's the first thing I do in my Avodas Hashem? It's Emunah. I focus on Emunah. That's why, what's the Rosh Tevos? What's the Rosh Tevos of Tzadik b'emunaso yichye? Tzadik is Tzvi. What's Gematria Tzvi? Tzadik Bez Yud?
67, 76.
Close?
68.
Very close. 71. Close? 69. Higher? 102. Very good. So Tzvi is Gematria 102. What else is Gematria 102? Oh, Emunah. Emunah is also Gematria 102. Meaning what? That in Tzadik b'emunaso yichye is living with Emunah. It's being mechazik by Emunah. But what else? That's what I'm saying. What else is connected to Tzvi? So I don't know if I've heard this before. I don't know where I heard this from. But it's called the Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz HaTzvi. Right? It's called Eretz HaTzvi. Anyone know why it's called Eretz HaTzvi? Good.
But Eretz
Yisrael is referred to as Eretz HaTzvi. It says because if you take a deer, the skin of a deer, you could spread it out very, very far. Right? It goes very far. So too with Eretz Yisrael. Even though Eretz Yisrael looks so small, but what do we say in benching? Eretz Tova Urechava. Now let me ask you a question. Is Eretz Yisrael, Rechava means like wide. Is Eretz Yisrael wide?
No.
No, it's the smallest country in the world almost. So what does it mean? Ah, very good. Is that what? Beruchnias, it's very wide. Is that everything is here. Mm-hmm. And Tzvi is that Indian of Amunah. It's connected to Amunah. That's why the Zohar Kaddish says, so what's Eretz Yisrael called? Zohar Kaddish first Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaChaim. It's a place full of chiyas. Why? Because it's a place of Amunah.
It's Eretz Tzvi or Eretz Achaim?
It's both. It has all the names. Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Achaim. Because Eretz Yisrael is cool with everything. It fits everything into it. So, Chevre, we don't realize where we are. We're in Eretz Yisrael. The place where chiyas is. Like the Gemara at the end of Ksubis says, Avir da'ara machkim. It says, the air of this country gives you chachma. It says, Ein Torah ki Torah Eretz Yisrael. It says, there's no Torah in the world like Torah Eretz Yisrael. Learn Torah Eretz Yisrael. Chevre, the chiyas, the gift that we have here. For me personally, I'm begging you guys, take advantage of this. You know? I wish that I wasn't sitting at anything like this when I was in Shana Av. Until way after Hanukkah was the first time that I was like, yeah, maybe I'll try this out. You guys, it's not that you guys are, oh, now I'm starting up. You guys are the biggest chiyas right now, you're starting early. But grab on and keep going. Most of aholich. That's the nekuda. Like the Zohar Kaddish says, I'll just read this to you at the end. He says this, and he speaks about the Indian of Simcha. Please let me find it. I don't know where it is. But it's just important to know because you're going to have, now that you guys are getting into it for the first time in your life, Pashas, most of you guys never learned Torah like this in your life. You're sitting yeshiva, 3 siddharim a day, shinayin days. Listen to the words of Zohar Kaddish. Okay, and we know that Adi covered us all today in the mikvah, siyat l'shmaya. So we're good. Come on, bro, he is the mikvah. He lives in the mikvah. The bottom of the mikvah. Right, so listen to what the Zohar says, Chavra. Me'af v'chema ilay nafkin kama alef v'kama revavin. Says v'kulu nafke v'sharan alayhu d'v'nasha. Says all these dinim, all these yetzaharas. V'kulam yotzim v'sharam abnei adam. So all these the yetzahara and all his chavra around him, they attack one type of person. Inun d'mishtadlin b'araisa. Those who are osek in Torah. Or they're doing mitzvahs. Or they're going in the way of the mitzvahs. It says that's who the Yetzirah comes and attacks. So you guys have to know now. You guys are going into battle. When you're learning Torah, the Yetzirah is doing everything in the world to make you think that you're wasting your time. He's trying to convince you that. He's trying to convince you that this is a waste of time, this isn't real, Ben Yehuda is much better, the guys in the yeshivas who are free, who aren't doing anything, it's much better there, they're much more, it's you're wasting your time, you're going to have to go back to America and get a big job one day. He says, that's the Yetzirah coming to tell you all that. All the Yetzirah wants you to do is to waste your time here. To always be that guy who's like trying to run away from the head madrich, and you know, I'm the cool guy. That's from the Yetzirah right there. The Yetzirah, whatever, all he wants to do is to get you to not learn, to get you to not daven. You have to know that you're up against, you're in a war. But there's one thing that helps you from the Yetzirah. You know what that is? Like the Gemara says, if your Yetzirah is on top of you, what should you do? Mashcheil the base medrash. Grab into the base medrash. Grab him there. Push him there. Fight your way in there. Because when you're in there, good things come from that. You know, like I always say, like if you play hockey, right? The klal is, if you're by the net, put your stick on the floor, because something good will probably happen from that. Or if you play basketball, I don't know, stand around the good guy, you know, because they'll probably get you the ball. But put yourself in good places. When you put yourself in good places, that's going to help you be there. And there's no better place than the Beis Medrash. That's no better place in the world than that. It says, even in Chutz Aretz, it says that what? Chutz Aretz, when you're in the Beis Medrash, that's like being in Eretz Yisrael. Imagine how much more so being in Eretz Yisrael and being in the Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, where you are. Because you might think that I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, look, I can just walk around the streets and it's good. Chevra. You don't have to be so smart to realize that these streets in Yerushalayim here, unfortunately, are not the most safest place in the world. Not the most safest place in the world. I'm not talking about from Arabs, I'm talking about from other people. It's not the best place to be, unfortunately. And we've said this a lot of times. You can't even go to the Kaisal Maravi without keeping your eyes down anymore. They have to give out scarves by the Kaisal Maravi. The best place to be in the world right now is the Beis Medrash. That's where you're going to build up your sodas for life. Not just in terms of limud Torah, in terms of midos, in terms of how to be a person. You're all going to want to be fathers one day. You're all going to want to get married one day. The place where you build your midos, you build your chayim. Like from Sarah and Avram. Like it says, Maisa Avol Sin Labanim. We have to learn from them. Learn the what? That every single day, take advantage of it. And it's a secret here. Every single day, consistency, like Avi said. Being consistent, my Avot Hashem. Tamid Eini Hashem Lakechaba. Dafkin Eretz Yisrael. So when we do this, we chazik each other, we chazik chaverim also. Like Reb Nachman says, if you're part of my chevra, he says part of my chevra involves you want to mechazik another person. So since I think that our Rebbe here, we could say, is Rabbeinu, like we claimed last week, and he kept screaming, Rabbeinu, you know? So Nikud is, but what, if you're part of this chevra, if you're part of this vad, then every person here has an achayis for the other person, to push them. Don't be afraid to push them, say, get out of bed earlier, or get, you know, push yourself in Liman HaTorah. Fire them up to realize that what, it's a chiyas. And if someone here is zocha to feel that chiyas already, then share it with other people. It says Tamid Rebbe Akiva, right? By Lag BaOmer already, because we're already close to Lag BaOmer. By Lag BaOmer, it says, why did the Tamid Rebbe Akiva die? It says, because they did low nagu kavod zebazet. They didn't have cover for each other. So the Tzvi Tzalek says, what does that mean? Tzvi Tzalek says, that what? That they didn't share Torah with each other. They kept Torah from each other. Which means that for us, what? If you're feeling a chiyas in Torah, share it with another person. Fire someone up. Show someone how geshmak it is to be in the Beis Medrash. I know for me personally, today I wasn't in the Beis Medrash, Baruch Hashem, I was zocha to be hanging out with my wife today, which is awesome. But now I have such a chiz to get back, to realize that what? It's such a chiz to be here. You know, when I came to Marv, oh, I felt it's so awesome being here. However, realize it. But push. Think about it. Try to gain a relationship with it. Right? If someone wants to play basketball, if they don't practice all day, they're not going to get good. So too in here. If you're not practicing in Liman HaTorah and Tefillah, trying to daven, trying to connect it, one brach at a time, you're not going to get good in it. You're never going to see a chiyas in it. But when you push yourself a little bit, little by little, and don't worry about all the comments of going to say, oh, look at you, you got so frum. When are you going to put on a black hat? Or when are you going to start wearing black and white? Or wow, look at you, look how frum you are. You were doing that last night. That's the Yitzhar trying to get you away. Yeah, your friend's Malubash, he dresses as your friend sometimes also. The Nekud is, chavra, push. Push and be mom in that it's going to be good. Have a moon in it. That's what Torah can't be learned without a moon. It's the ratios of everything we do. So b'schus this, b'shizocha, that we should battle our Yitzhara by what? Sticking strong to each other, sticking strong in Limud Torah and pushing ourselves a lot. And like we screamed out before about Shabbos Kodesh, keep pushing ourselves in Limud Torah, keep pushing ourselves in Shabbos Kodesh, b'schizocha that day, of Yom Shkul Shabbos, Nucha L'Chalamim, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.